Curbside Opera is where El Paso Opera provides free curbside performances for El Paso's enjoyment. Curbside Opera was kicked off last week and received a warm welcome from those who were surprised with their personal curbside opera concert. Keep your eye out because there's more curbside opera coming to us, and there'll be more pop-up performances around town featuring El Paso Opera resident artists and other local vocal performers. Here to talk about this fun initiative is Ariane Marcy. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Walk us through your whole COVID as opera situation, because you arrived to curbside, but how did you get there?
You know, it's been a crazy couple of months for us, just like it has for everybody else. I think the weekend, March 14th, was kind of the trigger point for us where we realized we just have to shut down. We had our Bon Appetit production was shuttered, the events that were to go along with that. And then also we had a fundraiser this spring, as well as a recital, and very quickly realized, you know, we closed the office, we all moved remote, and we postponed / canceled everything while we figured out, you know, just the same as everybody else, while we figured out how long this was going to last and what was going to take. It's like people immediately needed to produce art. So if you think back to late March, all of a sudden we had a ton of Zoom performances and just everybody. I think the artists were just doing what they could to buoy our spirits. And we loved that. And so we started looking at what can we do to contribute, not only to allow our performers to keep performing, because it's, you know, it's something that feeds their soul, but also to keep us present and to give something back to El Paso. And it took us a little time to come around to curbside opera, because opera is a little more difficult than some of these others. It's very hard to go a cappella. You always have to have an accompanist. Typically, that's a symphony. You know, it's really hard to just do a pop-up opera with a symphony. The very least, you have to have piano. So then became the issue of, well, how do we get a singer and a pianist together and things like that? So in the meantime, we've also learned a tremendous amount about spit and spray distance and all sorts of things you never thought that you would be studying, because we needed to find out, if we wanted to go out in the public, we wanted to make sure that we did it safely, following all precautions, following, you know, all of the guidelines and safety. We wanted to be a model as far as what performing arts could do. And so we came up with this self-contained mobile idea. We have a piano track, which of course is not ideal, but I think in this situation is great.
It's going to work, yeah.
We have a piano track. We have a single singer in the back of the truck. I mean, what's more Texas than the pickup truck? So we have a big old pickup truck with speakers that we're running a microphone off of. And our performer is in the truck as they sing. And so by amplifying it, like, we don't have to worry about how close the singer is to someone. So we can pull up to someone's house and they can come out on the doorstep and we can be at the street. We've got a speaker they can hear. So again, the self-contained truck aspect of it allowed us to create that distance that is needed so for us to do this as safely as possible. So then it became, what can be sung to these tracks and who is willing to do it? Which of our singers are willing to climb up into the back of the pickup and belt it out in the middle of a neighborhood? And I'm thrilled to say that all of our resident artists and some other community singers were all like, I want to, because again, they want to perform. They want to be out there. And so that's how our idea started. And then we decided, you know, we wanted to test out the kinks, and we figured, let's take it to our most receptive members. We, you know, we always refer to it as our extended El Paso opera family. And so we chose four different households that are just stalwart El Paso opera supporters, rang the doorbell and said, you know, I've got something for you outside. Can I get you to come out here and surprise them and surprise them with a mini concert? And it was so heartwarming to do. So not only did our supporters go, oh my gosh, thank you so much, this is wonderful, but the woman, Mariana Sandoval, who was singing, she was thrilled to be able to perform and share her songs with, and the arias with, the performers. And then Justin and I, our artistic director, and myself, who kind of put it all together and figured out how to do it. Right. We got to stand there and watch it happen. And all of us had, it was a wonderful experience, not only for us to finally come together. You know, we did the air hugs and we had our masks on and we didn't get too close to each other, but to actually see them face to face as opposed to just via Zoom. And then to have the people surprised and such a big smile on their face and how much they loved it. And then even one of our supporters, when we told her the next house we were going to, she jumped in her car and she followed us.
She's like, I'm in for all of it.
Right. So she could see it again. And so I love that. I love that we were able to do something for those people that support us no matter what. But in addition, you know, some of these quarantine days are long and we all feel isolated. We all feel lonely. Even when you've got teenagers running around the house like I do, it's still different. You feel very enclosed. And the idea that we were able to bring a bright spot to their day made my day better. And so, like I said, we kind of tweaked it and we decided, okay, we're going to keep doing this. We're going to take it to different members of the El Paso Opera family and surprise them. But then it also kind of spiraled from that. We're like, you know what? This area, a lot of people go walking in the evening, or this place, there are a lot of people that go walking Saturday morning, you know, farmers market, places like that. We're like, you know what? Again, with the mobile self-contained vehicle, it gives us the freedom to go wherever. We can take the music to people, because more than anything, it's our way of getting back out there, giving back to El Paso. When we saw how much the supporters loved it, we thought, we've got to. Again, even if you're not an opera lover, it's still kind of cool if you're walking one evening and there's a pop-up little concert. So, you know, it just seems like a wonderful way to give back right now.
So we have to have the safety conversation, because I'm sure people are picturing you cruising around with a moving opera singer and a moving pianist. The truck is not moving.
The truck is not moving while she's performing. No. So yes, we are, of course, using all safety precautions. We have all the gear in the truck, the microphone, the speakers, all of that. And we're all in different cars too, because again, we're trying to make sure that we use all social distancing guidelines and everything. So when we roll up to somebody's house, it is like five cars in a row. But what we do is we usually stop one or two houses away. And then we all get out, we put the banners down. We have banners, we've got the car magnets, we put up the microphone, and then we roll up to the house. And then once the person comes out, then the performer gets into the truck. We're all parked, we're all ready. But it's just like a mobile little studio. In some ways it's indescribable. It's kind of kitschy, which we loved, and we figured we would just embrace kind of the craziness of it, because kind of one of my mottos the past couple of months is like, rules don't apply right now. Like, social norms don't apply during COVID. That was kind of freeing when we looked at what we could do. Like, would we normally plan concerts in the back of a truck? No, probably not. But
you know, it's in par with how you guys are thinking lately, because, you know, you've used very unconventional venues. You've just been very experimental just by nature, even the Bon Appetit food and, you know, the whole thing. So, I mean, y'all are definitely thinking that way. And to see it come to this is just, of course they did that.
Right, exactly. We're trying to be very innovative. We're trying to be very relevant. And as we've discussed in the past, kind of keeping the beauty of the art, the historical traditional beauty of the art, but also in some ways transforming or innovating to make it relevant today. So kind of getting the best of both worlds. We always joke, you know, our brand campaign is, it's in your life. And what's more in your life than literally the car right outside your house? We are bringing it to you.
You're like, no, we really are in your life.
We really are. We really are.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool project, kind of how you said, who knows what's coming? Just work with what you got for now, right?
I mean, no, and that's all we can do. Because of course, like every other arts organization right now, we're doing our best to plan for next season. Mm-hmm. And we're constantly having conversations, what if, what if, what if, and all we can do is plan with what we know today. And so this is what we know we can do today. And of course, we have proposed plans that we're hoping for. But in this situation, we've got to be flexible. We've got to be willing to make lemonade out of some lemons and do the best we can.
It's really cool. And if you happen to not see one of the pop-up concerts, follow El Paso Opera on social media because you can see it there. And it really is. It's fun. And it's like, they did it and they're doing it. It's the best. I'm sure.
Again, we figured it was going to be a little hard to describe or for people to understand. So we made sure that we had our director of video content following us on Friday. And so he got some great footage and, Will Seifert, and he edited that up for me to get onto social media really quickly so that people could see the energy and the excitement, and it was just great fun.
Today, my guest has been Ariane Marcy. They are bringing us Curbside Opera. They're definitely popping up throughout town, but we know they're going to be at Artavino's Farmers Market on June 6th, so that's a guaranteed one. Follow them on social media, and you can keep an eye out on the rest of their concerts. And Ariane, I'm sure we'll be in touch as things evolve, and thank you for bringing us music, love, and light, and everything during this time.
No, thank you for giving me the chance to talk about it, because we're having fun with it. So I really appreciate the opportunity.
Love it. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.